I share
Love Talk Radio.
I want you to understand this, that throughout life, almost every day, somebody's coming up with some new type of technology as a vehicle of information. These technologies will connect people throughout the whole world to try to create answers to solve problems from life's complexities. Throughout history, there have been people that have been organizing companies and businesses which create departments simply that are dedicated to troubleshooting, to prevent obstacles that hinder the smooth flow within our lives. We have to understand that prayer is our troubleshooter. Prayer is the most vital element to the solution of your every need from God himself. The realities of life that are apparent and that are mysteriously hidden in the archives of problems can only be resolved through accessing the archives of intercession and releasing the sound of fervent prayer, birthing real eternal solutions according to God's word. God is getting ready to unlock something in your life. He's getting ready to reveal an answer, because prayer is the essential way to communicate with God. And we're getting ready boldly to go into the Holy of Holies. You're getting ready to go behind the veil. No matter what the consequences are, no matter what your worst mistake could have been, no matter how your circumstances might look dark, God is getting ready to bring his power into your situation. I want you to understand that there are some keys to receiving victory in these prayers. First, you got to have faith. Then you must have forgiveness, and you must understand that in order for me to receive from God, and so my prayers will not be hindered, I must forgive all those who have wronged me. Third, I must understand that there's a component of humility that means that I come with a posture of being yielded to God, understanding that I come boldly to the throne of grace, but I come with a posture of worship. Fourth, I must understand that God has already given me what I need through the component of answered prayer. His promises will fulfill my whole wish list. Matter of fact, if I delight myself in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart, and he'll begin to unveil the secret manners and the secret plans and the secret destinies that he has for my life that will free me from all anxieties and from every peril of evil as I get ready to petition God. And finally, I must come to him and remain in complete submission. I must say yes, God, to your will. Yes, God, to your way. It's not all about me, it's about you. I must understand that as I seek you first, the kingdom of God and its righteousness, everything that I desire will be added unto me. I'm ready now to go to the throne room. I hope you're ready to put yourself in a posture of prevailing prayer. God is getting ready to move every mountain as we get ready to boldly go to the throne of grace. And we decree and we declare that we have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, according to Mark 11, 22 and 24, that I shall speak to this mountain, and the mountain shall be removed, and it shall be cast into the sea. I will not doubt in my heart. I shall have whatsoever I say, and it shall come to pass. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have. As we start the prayer of healing, the prayer of healing is a phenomenal prayer, because to be healed means to be made sound or whole, to restore health, to cause an undesirable condition to be overcome. Healing means to restore to original purity or integrity. Healing means to return to a sound state. So as we go to the throne of grace, we pray the prayer of healing for victory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we boldly come to your grace and in your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your son Jesus, for this special privilege and opportunity to come and pray to you. For you, Lord of God, I reverence you and bless your holy and majestic name. You're truly great and you're worthy to be praised. I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus, to bless every person up under the sound of my voice with divine healing. I pray and I believe, God, that the power of healing will rest upon their lives, as well as every place that they enter, every place that they encounter, every place they reside or visit, approach and depart from, in the present and in their future. And in the name of Jesus, we declare healing right now. And I bind in the name of Jesus every demonic spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease, infirmity, inflation, impurity, nervous condition, all types of addiction, any cancerous fluid, bind pain and all physical complications. We bind sickness and impurity even to our thoughts. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against all forms of attacks against our blood, our bones, our organs, our brains, our hearts, our veins, our body tissues, our muscles, our nervous system, and our entire body. We come against any form of attack or sickness against our family, our ministries, our government, our nation, and our country. We pray healing over our neighborhood. We pray healing over mental disorders and nervous conditions, heart attacks and prescription drugs, addictions to drugs, alcohol. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak healing now, God. Divine healing, divine wholeness, divine wellness. We call forth energy and long life. We call for strength physically, healing mentally, healing naturally, healing financially, and healing spiritually. Cover us in the name of Jesus. We loose it in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that our healing is loosed according to your word. For your word declares in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 32, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. According to Psalm 34 and 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. According to Psalm 103 and 3, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thine diseases. Isaiah 53:5 said, but he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Father, we thank you. According to Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them. Jeremiah 17:14 said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. According to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like you healed them in the Bible days, God, you can heal me today. According to Psalm 119:153, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Psalm 147:3 says, he healeth the broken in heart, he bindeth up their wounds. And Father, I bless you right now that every wound has been healed. Every hurt has been moved. Heal us from our failures. Heal us from our past. Heal us from our regrets and every personal nightmare. Heal us from that. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that every place that my feet trod, I thank you that healing has been given to me internally and externally, as well as my family, my neighborhood, my workplace, and my place of worship. And I decree and I declare that I receive healing in my thinking. I'm whole. I'm healed. Now I can rest. And I pray these words that were healing according to your name. That I have overcome. I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer sick. I'm no longer stressed out. But thank God by faith, I am healed in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In prayer protection. When we think of protection, we think of the state of being protected. The support of supervision. To support one that is smaller and weaker. It actually means to have coverage. Thank God that through his son Jesus, even though we're sometimes weaker and we're smaller, thank God we have holy and divine coverage. As we go to the throne of grace, we all need protection. We need protection from the evils of this world.
We need protection as we leave our homes, as we rest in our neighborhoods, as we work in our workplace. And right now, we go to the throne of grace, knowing that God is our ultimate protector. Father, we thank you today for your divine presence. You alone are God, and you're worthy to be praised. It's an honor to be able to come to your throne at this moment. And I pray in the name of Jesus for protection. God, we can't cover ourselves. We need you. We need your hand. We need your guidance, insight. For you, God, are eternal. You're our past, our present, and our future. You're our Alpha and you're our Omega. You're our beginning and you're our end. I'm asking you with a sincere heart today to bless our life with protection. I pray in the name of Jesus that everywhere we go, everything we encounter, every day we exist, we ask you for divine protection. Father, we're living in a world today to where we just don't know. We're living in perilous times. Men are growing more evil, more wicked, so we need your protection. And in the name of Jesus, our entire family, our children, our households, protection in our workplaces, we need your protection. I bind in the name of Jesus every demonic spirit of death, sickness, disease, plague, and generational curses. We need protection from witchcraft and sorcery,
yes.
Destruction, accidents, incidents, and terrorism. We need protection from crime and violence, physical and verbal abuse, from all forms of evil, from wrong motives. We need protection from deceit and schemes and planned failures. We need protection from schism and wicked plotting over all our enemies and our foes. We need protection from secret bondage. We need protection of this world. We need protection in our food and in our work. We need protection as we drive down the highway, the freeway, the interstate, and even around the corner. We need your angelic protection. And in the name of Jesus, we bind all forms of hurt and evil. Help safety from all forms of harm. We lose peace of mind and security. We lose a clear mind. We lose honesty and trust. We lose success. We lose loyal friends. We lose committed people to our lives. So we won't cause and have pain that keeps us in bondage. And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we release angelic protection as you promised. Psalm 91 and 10, that you've given your angels charge over us. Isaiah 54 and 17 declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree that we have a shield and a sword, shelter, a refuge, and a divine covering. Father, protection everywhere we walk, every place our feet trod. I thank you for protection. According to your word in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God, you said in Psalm 121 and 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 30 and 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isaiah 59 and 19 says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Romans 8:37 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Romans 8:31 says, what can we say to these things if God be?
Minister Zadie, do you know the song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand? Minister Zadie?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you okay, would you get ready to sing that song for us right now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Go for it.
Amen, amen. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. But let me say, I am tired. I am weak, and I am with a song, oh, through the night, lead me on, Father. Light, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. When the darkness appears, precious Lord, oh Lord, please linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry. Hear my call, precious Lord, lead me on. Let me stay.
Praise God.
Amen.
God, thank you. Thank you, Minister Zadie. Thank you so much for that beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Tonight, praise God. We are at a very, very important time in life, praise God, when one want to be ordained into the ministry. And we have tonight, praise God, Minister Gwen Bernardo and also Minister Janice Williams. I think they have taken this very seriously when we step over into the work of God to do the ministry. I don't know what Pastor gonna preach on tonight, but I know when Paul charged them to go forth, praise God, hallelujah, do the work of the ministry. And at this time, I'm gonna bring to you Pastor from Ghana, West Africa, to preach the word tonight and encourage them tonight in this walk with the Lord as they endeavor praise God, to do the work of the ministry. Praise God. I tell you, it's just so good. Praise God. So at this time, I'm going to bring to you Pastor Stephen Beto from Ghana, West Africa.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Good evening to you all for this opportunity and wonderful people that who have availed themselves for God to be used in his kingdom. I'll be very brief tonight so that the woman of God can complete the session for tonight. And I would like to share briefly with you in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And in verse 29 says that, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." I like this phrase, "For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul." You know, as we've accepted this call of God upon our life, we are going to go out as sheep among the wolves to preach and proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ to the perishing souls. And therefore, we need to be meek, we need to be lowly in our heart, and we need to approach them with the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. Although we'll be weary during the labor, we'll be drained during the work of the Lord. But we shouldn't always forget that there's someone who gives rest, who can give us rest from all our labor and worry, and that person is Jesus Christ. So when you go on the field, you work and you are tired, don't forget to come back to him, relax in him, take refuge in him, ask him for his strength, ask him for infilling of the Holy Spirit, and also refresh you with his word to go back and get to the rest who haven't heard of the gospel. The gospel must be reached out to the entire generation, entire world. And therefore, we've done a lot, but we haven't accomplished the task. That's why God has sensed the need and placing this task on you to go out and then reach out to the lost souls. All right. So when we talk about we're going to charge you, or you'll be charged to do the will of God, to charge implies a compelling lifetime command to a minister, to an evangelist, to a leader or a worker or a disciple, or someone who is ready to continue and accept the Lord and accept the unction upon his life or her life to go out there and proclaim the word of the Lord to the perishing world. So as we continue also with the sound doctrine of the word of God, it's not just any doctrine, but the sound doctrine, the undiluted word of God, to proclaim this undiluted word of God as it is, no addition, no subtraction, but you preach it as it is to the sinking world. As God has placed this responsibility upon us, we must make sure we obey the call and do as Christ wants us to do it. And therefore, the word of God also admonished us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 1, it says that Paul said, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in this kingdom, in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." Verse 3 says that, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. So that is the word of the Lord God for us. We should make full proof of the ministry as an evangelist, as the one that has been called by God to do his will and his bidding. We must make sure that we engage in prayers, and that this is what will make our ministry being fulfilled. By God's grace, God is going to charge us to go and affirm the crucifixion and the long suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pastoral office or evangelist, being an evangelist, it doesn't mean that you qualify, that is why God has called you. But God wants to give you this opportunity through our Lord Jesus Christ to go and love the world. Through the love that Christ shown you, you must also exhibit this kind of love to the hurting world, to the world that has been left to lonely, to the world that is sick, and then heal the sick and the brokenhearted. And for this purpose, we have been called. We must be mindful and portray this love to the sheep that God will be giving unto us. Because we believe that we can't do it on our own, and therefore God will give us the Holy Spirit to remind us and also to strengthen us in all things, even when we are weak. With the scripture that we read, 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 to 5, there are four things that I will want to stress on briefly with you. Because as we're going to charge you to do the Lord's bidding, his presence is here. God is here, and calling into ministry is a noble thing and very worthy thing. So in this very occasion and this very evening, we are going to celebrate you in a sense of your training and maturity. You must show maturity. You must show kind of excellence spirit for everybody to know that, yes, you've been called by God, you've been ordained by God, and therefore, whatever you do, you must show this kind of maturity, unlike before, right? So, the quick one, as we're going to charge you, we're going to charge you before God to preach the sound word, in line with the 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1 to 5. You're going to teach the sound word of the Lord. That is what you're going to do. The second thing, you're going to lead God people to be strong and patient. As you're going to lead God people, what you have to do is to be very strong and patiently deliver the word and handle people in a way that you won't also offend them through your preaching or whatever you will do. And the third thing is, be sober. Be sober-minded about your life and ministry. Now you are not the person that they used to know you, the very person that they used to call. You are no more the same person. You are a changed person now because you carry the name of Jesus Christ. You carry the presence of God. So people are going to look at you in a very new way. The little thing that you do that offend people or that doesn't speak well of Christ in you are going to look at you in a very macro kind of they're going to use microscope to judge you, to look at you. So the little things that you will do, don't think that nobody sees. They will look at it and they will judge you by your deed. So let us be careful and be sober-minded in whatever we're going to do in ministry. And the last thing that I want you to know and understand is that you should resolve and know nothing among us. But the only thing you should know is Jesus Christ and him being crucified. So your message that you're going to carry across is about Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. It is not about Pastor Steve. It is not about Pastor Vivian. It is not about whoever you call. It is not about even you, but it is about Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. So let us be mindful, and it's my prayer that God will strengthen you and remind you, even in times of you being down, he will remind you and empower you like he empowered Elijah, Elisha, and then the prophets of old, and also the apostles to do the will of the Lord. I pray that the day of the Pentecost, when in the presence of God fell strongly and the people received the power of the Holy Ghost, you will also encounter this experience to carry on the mandate of our Lord Jesus Christ to the world that is perishing. I pray that God will help you and strengthen you and empower you to go forth and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord to those who haven't heard of him. God bless you, and I'll hand over to Minister Vivian to come and continue.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. I believe that we all enjoyed that words of encouragement tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we are acknowledging two people, Minister Gwendolyn Bernardo and Minister Janice Williams. Praise God. Just a minute here. And we are so happy that God has given us that opportunity to recognize them. We don't have the oil and the communion tonight, so we'll just omit that and do it by the Spirit. Praise God. But I want to charge Minister Gwendolyn Bernardo. This certifies that Evangelist Gwendolyn Bernardo completed the requirements for ordination as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and hereby commissioned to teach the word. Praise God. Preach the gospel and to administer all the sacraments, ordinances, and other functions of the church. And is hereby awarded this certificate by God's favorite ministry of Marrero, Louisiana, on this 27th day of April, 2023, Pastor Vivian Collins and Pastor Stephen Vedder. We charge you as he has said. So do you, Minister Gwendolyn Bernardo, accept this charge tonight?
Yes, Pastor Vivian and Pastor Steve, I do.
Okay. Minister Williams, this certifies that Minister Janice Williams has completed all the requirements for ordination as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and is hereby commissioned to teach the word, preach the gospel, and to administer all the sacraments, ordinances, and other functions of the church, and is hereby awarded this certificate, this day, by God's favorite ministry, Marrero, Louisiana, 2023, by Pastor Vivian Collins and Pastor Stephen Vedder. Minister Janice, you accept. Thank you very much. Praise God. At this time, we are to serve the sacrament. So instead of the sacrament, God gave me this song. It goes like this. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Holy Spirit, fall on me. Holy Spirit, fall on me. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Praise God. Now I see Sister Felicia. But is anybody on now at this present time would like to give words of encouragement to either one of these? You may press one now and let us encourage one another in the Lord. Amen? So press one if you have something to say to Minister Janice or to Minister Gwendolyn Bernardo. All right, go ahead, Sister Brother Parker. Okay, go ahead, Mother Stokes.
Good evening. I enjoyed the ordination, and I'll say to Sister Gwendolyn Bernardo and Sister Janice Williams, go out now. Preach the gospel. Preach the word to the people. God has sent you out. You've been commissioned to go out in all the world and teach the gospel. Be encouraged. Bring souls to the kingdom.
Amen.
I just thank you. God bless you all. God bless both of you all tonight. And you will feel different in your spirit. I've been there before.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother.
Amen.
All right. 832 number. Come on.
Amen. This is Brother Parker.
Okay.
Good evening. Such a joyful time tonight. To whom much is given, much is required. It is my prayer that God will continue to lead and guide both of you, and that you will remain humble in your spirit and allow the Lord to continue to work through you to bring souls into the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you.
Thank you, my dear brother Ed, as well as the lovely wife, Dee. Thank you.
All right. Sister Zadie, go ahead.
Amen. I would just like to encourage you in a couple of verses of the song that like, if when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come, be not dismayed when men won't believe in you. He will understand and he'll say, well done. Misunderstood. The Savior of sin. He hung on the cross. And he was God's only son. Oh, hear him call his Father in the heaven. He said, not my will. Many times you're going to have to say this. Not my will, Lord. Not my will, but thine. Be done. Remember. Amen. Amen. He will understand.
Amen.
And he will say, well done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, Minister Zadie. It exalts my soul. Thank you.
Minister Keith, would you give us a prayer this time for the truth?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for the two sons that have come to you, dear Lord, the two sons that have been ordinated tonight, dear Lord. Father God, use them for your glory. Jesus, you're the name. Your name is nothing above your name. Every other name is the only name we should they know is Jesus, Lord. Help them now to go out and do your work, dear Lord. Work for you, Lord. Let their light shine, Father God, so that people could see that they're living for you. Help them to reach several, Lord. Let them bring people into the kingdom, dear Lord. Father God, keep them humble, Lord. Let them always remember to acknowledge you in everything that they do, Father God. Father God, we ask that you just hold them up, Lord, as they go out and spread the gospel, Lord. Hold them up, Lord. Protect them. Comfort them, Lord. Strengthen them as they go out and win souls for the kingdom, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you on this evening for these two souls that have come to you, Lord. We thank you for everything they're getting ready to do. We do know, Lord, that all things work good, Lord, and they're depending on you. We know there's none other like you. They know that, dear Lord. And we thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you that they have showed that they were worthy. We thank you, Lord, that they will go out and just win souls for the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that they will remain humble. We thank you, Lord, that they will acknowledge you in everything they do. We thank you, Lord, that they're going to keep themselves to where they're able to hear a word from you, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you for ordering their steps, Lord. Let them walk in those steps that you have ordered, Lord. Keep them humble, dear Lord. Give them the strength to do what it is that you have called them to do, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for the souls they're going to reach. We thank you for the souls that you're going to save, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your servants. Thank you, Lord. Continue to protect them, Lord. Give them the strength. Lord, when they're feeling weak, Lord, we just ask that you would give them strength like none other. Father, when they get discouraged, Lord, we know that you'll drop a scripture in their minds, in their heart, Lord, that what they could just recite it and get renewed strength. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for everything you're doing for them. We thank you, dear Lord, for their humbleness. We thank you, Lord, that they're about to go out and win souls. Thank you for your faithful servants, dear Lord. Continue to bless them. Continue to guide them, dear Lord. Continue to cover them with your precious blood, Lord. Cover them with the blood, as they're out there reaching souls. We thank you, Lord, for everything that they're about to do, dear Lord. Cover them. Keep them safe. In Jesus' name, I lift up your angels to you, dear Lord, your workers, Lord. Thank you, Lord, they're workers and they're fishermen of men. They're going to go out and they're going to bring men and women to the kingdom, dear Lord, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we pray that they stay humble, that they just hear what it is you're telling them here, that their light, your light, continue to shine in them. Amen and amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Sister Vaughn, go for
it. Sister Vaughn,
yeah.
Minister Vivian, yes. Mute my line.
Thank God for the service tonight, and I just want to encourage the two of you to continue on in Christ. And I thought about the scripture says, how can you preach without a, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So that means that when we get out and we God send us, when God send you places, you know, it's a purpose and need to reach. So we just pray that you'll be able to reach every soul that God has in store for you to reach. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Mother Collins. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I want to thank everybody that came on tonight, praise God, to witness the ceremony, the ordination of these two soldiers that are working in the vineyard. Praise God. and just keep them in your prayers as they continue to go on in the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for them and what God has done in their lives, that he going to do great and mighty things within them as they go forth. And we charge them, as Timothy has said in his word earlier, charge them to go forth in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus be over each one of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a good night. And I'll see you all on Sunday night. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
I love everyone on the line. Thank you all for coming. Love you. Thank you, Pastor Eve. Thank you, Pastor Vivian. Amen. Amen. And thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Did you want to say something, Minister Janice?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I just want to say I truly thank God for this minute, this moment, for everyone that participated. And I just want to let you all know that I won't turn back.
Amen.
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 All right. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love all of you.
Good night.
And thank God for all of you coming to support us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. If no one else, I'm gonna hang up. Praise God. Hallelujah.